As the U.S. economy slowly improves, policymakers are asking, how good is good enough? A new survey by the Pew Research Center finds 3 out of 4 Americans believe the economy is on the mend, but more than half say their own family income is lagging behind the cost of living. Attitudes about the economy could sway votes in the November elections. Case in point, Wisconsin. In the hotly contested governor's race there, the incumbent Republican Scott Walker is touting an economic turnaround. But his Democratic challenger, Mary Burke, argues the state's recovery is falling flat. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker dropped by an office park on the outskirts of Madison this week to celebrate the growth of a local software company. Standing next to the ping pong table in the company's game room, Walker announced that Forte Research Systems is adding 55 new workers with the help of a state loan.
And what we particularly like about this is they're great paying careers. I mean, almost $34 an hour, $33.82, I think, to be exact, is the average starting pay for these positions.
The number-crunching Walker boasts that Wisconsin's added more than 100,000 jobs since he took office. But that's far short of the 250,000 Walker promised when he ran for governor. This week, Walker told reporters he's had no second thoughts that perhaps he should have set a lower bar.
It'd be like, taking over a football team that was 0-16 and saying your hope was that you'd win 4 games. We aimed to have a Super Bowl performance economy. We think we're heading in the right direction, but we still got more work to do, which is why we're asking for 4 more years to do it.
Democratic challenger Mary Burke has other ideas. Speaking to a women's roundtable in Milwaukee this week, Burke said Wisconsin needs a new coach.
I know that we can do a lot better, but we do need a change in direction.
Burke's a former state commerce secretary and a former executive at the Trek bicycle company that her father started. She notes Wisconsin has trailed every other Midwestern state in job growth since Walker came into office.
He believes that you create jobs by giving tax breaks to those at the top, and somehow it trickles down and they create jobs. And I'm a business person. That's not how jobs get created.
Walker counters that Wisconsin's relative job growth has improved over the last year. Pollster Charles Franklin of Marquette Law School says the governor remains a deeply polarizing figure in Wisconsin, drawing both support and opposition in roughly equal measures.
People have been quite intense, and it's pretty evenly divided. 96% of Republicans were supporting Walker, 95% of Democrats were supporting Burke.
Walker became a conservative darling and a liberal target in 2011 when he moved to limit collective bargaining rights for Wisconsin's government workers. He survived a recall election in 2012, but at a Labor Day picnic earlier this week, union members like Patrick Baer said they haven't forgotten.
Wisconsin was always a very progressive state. You know, I mean, we got a lot of the labor laws passed here first, and he's trying to take all those away. I mean, we'd like to see all of our union members get out and vote.
Baer wears a Teamsters t-shirt that reads, Advocate, Organize, Elevate. 20 miles west, in the Republican stronghold of Waukesha, streets are lined with yard signs proclaiming, We Stand With Scott Walker. Tool and die maker Tim Titus stopped into the local GOP office to pick up a sign for his yard.
We actually like Scott Walker and what he's done for the state. The budget that he took care of and everything else. I know a lot of people are opposed to him, but my wife and I are actually for him. We would like people to spread our work ethic, not our wealth.
For now, neither candidate seems eager to rehash the collective bargaining battle, focusing instead on differences over the budget, Obamacare, and the best job strategy. For Walker, considered a likely presidential hopeful in 2016, voters' attitudes about the state's recovery may be key to whether he keeps his current job and how well-positioned he is for the next one. Scott Horsley, NPR News.